This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Farmers who rely on dicamba-based products to control weeds such as mare's tail, water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and other weeds that can cause major problems for soybean farmers will have to find some different options. University of Kentucky Extension weed specialist Dr. Travis Leglider says the change is a result of a recent court ruling and an EPA rule change.
With this court ruling and then the EPA's decision to issue a cancellation order for the three dicamba products, that would be Extendimax, Ingenia, and Fexapan. And what this essentially did is it cancels those labels of those products essentially to starting July 31st.
Leglider says there is some good news for farmers already planning to use dicamba products this year.
The stipulation on this cancellation order is effective as of June 3rd when the court order came through, but farmers can still apply any of those three products as long as it was in their possession as of June 3rd, and then commercial applicators, whatever they had in their stock or in their inventory as of June 3rd, can also still apply that.
He adds there is one product that does remain legal.
Within this cancellation, it did not include the product Tavium. So Tavium is a product that is the low-volatile dicamba formulation with S-metolachlor or Dual. So they can still buy that and spray that.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in. Farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think of farmer.